Hey, handsome. I hope your day hasn't been too busy. I know you're probably just getting around to lunchtime when you're getting this voicemail. And while you're hard at work, I thought I'd just leave you a little note, a little reminder for when I was there for you the other day. I know you remember that day all too well. It's just circling my mind, so it must be in yours. When I was all dressed up, my pretty little skirt and my thigh highs, I wore that shirt you loved so much. The one with all the top buttons that I undid. You could see my bra, my cleavage. It was so naughty. You were dealing with some emails in the office, just typing away, and you could hear me whimpering, begging for your attention. Because there I was, under your desk, looking up at you, begging you to ruin my lipstick, begging you to fuck my pretty little throat. And while you were typing, I remember you caressed my lips. You shoved your finger in my mouth, and I sucked on it. I mean, what else would I do? I was teasing you. But you had to finish that email, so sucking your finger is all I had to keep my mouth busy. You see, I wanted you so badly. I needed you so badly in my mouth. I just wanted to please you and drain you of all your cum. I knew you were so stressed and you needed to release, but that's all I could do. And that's what good girls do, right? I know you're thinking of me under that desk right now, whimpering and begging with you. I wish I could just lick the tip of your hard, throbbing cock. That needy little princess that I am. I know you must be rubbing yourself right now, wishing I was in my pretty little skirt underneath your desk, Daddy. I know you just loved that color of lipstick I had on. It's just one of your favorite reds. You just couldn't wait to ruin it, could you? I wanted you to. You told me, though, I had to learn patience and to kiss it real slow. Just like this. Leaving lipstick marks all over your cock. You looked so pretty with my marks all over you. And that's just when you stroked my head and shoved it down on you. You were so in control. You told me I'd been such a good girl for you, that I could finally suck you. I'd earned the pleasure of pleasing you, Daddy. My mouth was so quick and eager to please. You told me to take my time, slowly sucking and tasting all of your pre-cum. Fuck, you tasted so good. You always do. I needed more. I need more now. I wanted to please you so badly. I wanted to see how far I could take you. And hearing you moan like that, it just gets me so wet. I'm so soaked for you, Daddy. I know you loved me looking up at you and giggling around your cock, keeping eye contact just like you like it, with my pretty eyes. Your moans and your reactions always make me feel like I'm doing such a good job, feeling my saliva just dribble and drip down my chin, hitting my tits. It's just so messy and it's always all for you. I know you wish I was there with you right now, sucking your cock, just the way I always do, making sure to really satisfy you with each deep plunge down, just like a good girl. Do you remember those little gagging noises I made as I took you completely down my throat? I bet you're so hard at work right now thinking about it. I bet you wish you could just bend me over that desk of yours and really punish me for teasing you while you're in the office. But guess what? I'm here and you're there. So I guess you'll have to wait those 5 hours till you're home and your little cock warmer will be waiting for you. But back to the story, those great memories. When I was just sitting there on my knees, sucking you dry. I needed you to fill my mouth up, coat my throat with your special cream. Those moans and whimpers of yours, Daddy, oh, they really turn me on. But I'll be a good girl. I won't touch till you get home. I know I did such a good job that day when you shouted out and loaded my throat with your cum. It's always my favorite part when you just drip down my throat and I get to savor every last drop of your delicious seed. You were so empty that time, at least when I was done with you. And by the way, the way that you grabbed my neck and you pulled me up to kiss you was just so fucking hot. I felt so sexy, so wanted. The way that you kissed yourself off of my lips, and then you kissed me even harder. I mean, you remember, don't you? I know you. I bet you're so fucking hard right now, and I bet you wish you had your little plaything there with you. I know I wish I was there with you. But I bet by the time you get home, you'll be so full for me. But I have to go now, Daddy. Good girls have to get dinner ready, and I'm planning a very special dinner for you. When you get home, I'll be laid out on the table, all dressed up in that pretty little lingerie set that you love so much. Because the menu tonight is me, dinner and dessert. One good girl coming right up. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, babe. Don't work too hard.